U.S. Embassy is very correct. We just don't take environmental issues seriously as a country. There's another one that came
through. Uncle Chills also sent an interesting message saying, good morning, Chumweka and the Duchess. As a Zambian citizen, I would be concerned about the toxic mine spills' impact on our community, environment, and health. The Sinometals mine spill releasing hazardous substances like arsenic, cyanide and uranium into the Kafue River system is very alarming. The Kafue River is vital for our water supply, fishing and agriculture. Therefore, I would understand the U.S. Embassy's decision to withdraw their personnel and advise U.S. citizens to take precaution. Safety of citizens in a foreign country is expected. I hope that our government, Zambian government, is taking strong measures to address the spill's impact on our people, environment and the economy. That's coming from Uncle Chills from Monze.
Andrew Sokoni says that's just what the Americans do, their citizens first. If there's a war in a country, they don't wait for the country affected to inform people from other countries not to travel. It's called being proactive. Duchess, you bring a valid point. Where's China in all this? They are conspicuously quiet. Jimmy says Americans are way ahead of us. They don't just rush into doing things. They have been doing a research, which is a very good thing. Let's just accept and be aware of the safety of our health. We always wait for people to die, and that's when we act. Chinese, they don't really care whether things are bad. Politicians hide a lot of things so that things look like all is well, especially with the current ones.
Tony sent a message as well. Says, good morning, Chumweka. It is a well-known fact that in Zambia, Chinese mining companies, large and small, have a bad record for environmental health and safety standards. And it is no surprise that Sinometals experienced the Chambeshi Tailings Dam disaster just recently. Tailings dams, the world over are renowned to contain serious contaminants which are harmful to both humans and the environment, and the U.S. has done the right thing to protect its citizens from the long-term health problems that they're sure to suffer through any undue exposure to these tailings contaminants in water. Unfortunately, Chinese mining companies are in Zambia primarily to exploit our mineral wealth to the fullest at the expense of both our people's health and our environment. Our government needs to tighten the regulations for mining companies to avoid these disasters in future. That's coming from Tony Nandola.
Let's keep the conversation going on our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia. We are streaming live. You can leave a comment and give us your thoughts on our discussion on our breakfast plate. Today, we have the news at 8 coming up next. For now, that's it with Breakfast with Stanbic.
Thank you for joining us on Breakfast with Stanbic. Remember, Stanbic Bank has been committed to Zambia for over 60 years, driving our nation's growth. Stay tuned to Radio Phoenix and have a fantastic day ahead. Breakfast with Stanbic, your perfect start to a great day. Because Zambia is our home, we drive her growth. We believe in the richness of our soil and the hands that cultivate it. We believe in building and trading, driving Zambia's economy, in the wealth beneath our feet and the riches that it brings. We believe in our youth, our future leaders, and in the strength of our women, pillars of our society. In honoring our roots and our traditions, we believe in the power of sports to unite us, and we believe in the rhythm of Zambia. At Stanbic, we are here to support your dreams and ambitions, and we have been a partner for over 60 years. We believe in Zambia.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliloku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Yunza lecturer questions government's IMF extension move. Economist urges government to enforce Loan Act to protect the country from excessive borrowing. And in global news, Trump orders India tariff hike to 50% for buying Russian oil. hour's main news bulletin on Phoenix. I am Paddy Muzando. University of Zambia, UNSA lecturer in the School of Business, Dr. Austin Mwange, has expressed skepticism about the effectiveness of government's decision to seek a one-year extension of the extended credit facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Dr. Mwange argues that despite the IMF program, the local economy continues to struggle with issues like a poor-performing currency, high fuel prices, and load shedding. He says while government has justified the extension of the IMF program by highlighting the need to consolidate economic gains and secure further donor support, there has been a disconnect between policy implementation and economic gains, noting that the IMF program's macroeconomic gains have not translated into tangible improvements. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mwange is of the view that the extension may not achieve intended benefits and has cautioned that long-term reliance on the IMF may not be sustainable. He is urging government to instead develop local solutions that can effectively address the economic challenges that the country is faced with.
It hasn't yielded the complete expected results within the three-year period, hence the extension. So meaning there are certain things that government has not done well within their framework, hence the extension. But we cannot, as a country, always believe in one thinking that we can never do better. The only solution is the IMF. No, when you are stabilizing and you are being helped, that's fine. But you should always have an alternative to say, what is the other way can we get out of debt? Can we manage our finances as a country? We've been with the IMF for a long time. Their interventions have never yielded the results anywhere in Africa.
Economist Trevor Hambai is urging government to strengthen and enforce the Loans and Guarantees Act to protect the country from excessive borrowing. The amended 2025 borrowing plan, approved by the National Assembly, raised the net domestic financing ceiling from 15.4 billion kwacha to 30.2 billion and is now expected to rise from 1.9% of gross domestic product GDP to approximately 3.7%, nearly double the initial target. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hambai is concerned that the excessive commercial borrowing that might result from increasing the net domestic financing ceiling might lead to another debt default. He explains that the ceiling is set based on what the country is able to achieve and that increasing it therefore breaches the GDP to debt ratio. Mr. Hambai, however, highlights the need for government to carefully analyze what the country's debt position is and consider what is sustainable before increasing the net domestic financing ceiling.
The ceiling is a very important indicator of a parameter that you must not exceed. If we have to do this, we have to be able to go back into a perspective of having to analyze what our debt position is and what is sustainable before we are able to say we can increase the ceiling. But also, I think we need to strengthen the Loans and Guarantee Act, not just to be an act, but also to be enforceable.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Setumbeko Musokotwane has challenged local manufacturers in the country to capitalize on the sufficient liquidity in the economy to enhance their sustainability and drive economic growth. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Musokotwane points to recent data from the Bank of Zambia showing that overall liquidity levels remain sufficient to support business activity without risking inflation or exchange rate instability. He stressed that this macroeconomic abundance presents an opportunity for firms to secure working capital, expand production lines, and invest in modernization, thereby surpassing the over 8% contribution to the gross domestic product. Dr. Musokotwane adds that recent interventions in the past year, including targeted credit facilities, tax incentives, and export promotion schemes, have been designed to underpin the manufacturing sector's expansion. He is hopeful that by leveraging available funding and improving competitiveness, the sector can exceed the existing benchmark and play a larger role in diversifying the economy.
Liquidity is there. It just depends on what you do.